This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. China manufactures more stuff than any other country in the world, about 28% of total global factory output. The United States in the second slot, less than half of China's production. And over the past decade, while Chinese manufacturing has grown as a percentage of its gross domestic product, manufacturing here has decreased slightly by that same measure. That's been a tad anxiety-provoking in this country and, to some degree, was part of the Trump administration's trade war that President Biden is now going to have to deal with, by the way. So we asked Marketplace's Jennifer Pack and Sabri Benishore what that relationship might look like on the ground.
So there's this app called Wish. It's basically a direct line between shoppers in the U.S.
and manufacturers in China. Americans order a lot from Chinese vendors.
Take Elizabeth Taylor, who runs a cleaning business in Alta, Iowa. She's used Wish to order a projector, a solar panel.
I got little space earrings. They're like little two little space van.
The main reason she keeps coming back?
Affordability. I mean, they've got pretty good prices.
Those spaceman earrings she bought, they cost her just $8, including shipping, all the way from here in China.
Which is super cheap, but how is it that cheap?
Labor, for one. We visited the Wish vendor Taylor bought her earrings from in Shanghai, called Vassi. Warehouse manager Zhou Huilian and other staff are wearing their winter coats. There's no indoor heating. Still, she says the job is pretty good.
There's no overtime required. When I used to work in factories in southern China, I worked 12 to 14 hours a day.
14-hour days?
Yeah, Mondays to Saturdays. A six-day work week is pretty common in most industries in China.
No unions.
None that are effective. And also, Zhou Huilian doesn't always mind overtime. It means a chance to earn more, which is the only reason she left the fields of central Hunan for Shanghai. She earns over $4 an hour, overseeing items packed and sent to the U.S., like the spaceman earrings for Elizabeth Taylor.
By comparison, Taylor makes $25 an hour.
That's a huge difference in wages, and a big reason why so many manufacturing jobs were shifted from the U.S. to China. 2.7 million by some count.
And the wage level isn't just about differences in labor standards or working conditions. It's actually also a product of the wealth gap between the U.S. and China. David Auder is an economist at MIT. He says Chinese labor is cheaper for the same reason labor in any developing country is going to be cheaper.
Where people are poorer, their time has a lower price in dollars. They're willing to work for less money because their outside options are much weaker. And that's the way countries develop.
Including the U.S., historically, by the way. There's something else about China's labor supply that's allowed it to keep fueling its manufacturing base, and that is just sheer numbers.
Hundreds of millions of people who, starting in the 1980s, quit their rural villages, leaving behind young children, spouses, and elderly parents. They've gone to work in factories hundreds of miles away. Again, economist David Auder.
You had this kind of, for multiple decades, nearly inexhaustible supply of cheap labor.
American manufacturing hasn't disappeared. It's just gone high-end and high-tech. Yi Wen is an economist with the Federal Reserve Bank of New York and author of The Making of an Economic Superpower, Unlocking China's Secret of Rapid Industrialization.
But the U.S. still has a big manufacturing sector. However, they only produce high-tech, such as airplanes, computer chips, right?
Another reason China is so strong in manufacturing is because producers organize themselves into industrial clusters.
Clusters as in all parts of a supply chain close to one another, wrapped up into little nuggets of efficiency.
Exactly. There are entire Chinese towns manufacturing only zippers, trash bins, or lingerie. Zhou Xiaohuan's firm manufactures charging cables that are sold on Wish and Amazon.
The reason Chinese products are cheap for American customers is because of China's concentrated supply chain and high efficiency. From start to finish, a factory can mass produce a product within 2 weeks.
He says Chinese manufacturers aren't artificially suppressing their prices.
Which is something many outside of China have at times disputed.
Chinese companies have been accused of receiving unfair subsidies and engaging in dumping for decades.
Scott Kennedy is senior advisor at the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
The China export machine is both comparative advantage and an amazing amount of skilled labor and these manufacturing clusters, but it's also these unfair trade practices, the state support, the protected home market, and the dumping abroad.
And as China becomes wealthier, there's a fear that the same model that allows it to produce so much at such cheap prices is being applied to high-end manufacturing and high-tech industries.
David Otter again.
I'm not especially worried that, you know, my tennis sneakers are made in China. I am concerned about the future of the aircraft industry, of the telecommunications sector, of the automotive sector, power generation sector. These things I'm really worried about.
The high-tech sectors where the U.S. leads.
And sectors where China may soon rival the U.S. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak.
And in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore
for Marketplace.